Moderna Pete's, Frank Pepe's a Pete's, Oz's a Pete's, and a lot of other different locations.
Hold on.
Uh-oh.
It's not a Pete's. Oh, no. It's a Beats. It's a Beats.
It's like you're in class.
Yeah, we got to get this right. Off the gun.
I'm the marketing guy, so I'll let him spiel on the pizza.
All right, Char and New Haven Pizza Show. It is episode 67. We can do it. We can do it. Come on. 6-7. Yeah.
6-7. 6-7, baby.
And it's Kevin Begley, Frank Zabski. It's been a couple weeks, Frank, since the Pizza Fest, since we've done an episode.
It's been a long couple weeks. Yeah. I feel like I haven't seen you in a couple months.
Right. It's been a bit. And we have special guests sitting right with us today. We have Rocky and Ben from NHV Painters. Yep. And if you're watching and listening, you're wondering, wait, how does painting relate to pizzas? Are you going to paint a pizza on the walls here? What's happening? We're going to hear from these guys what they have going on because it's really cool. I had a coworker of mine here at the radio station send me this idea. And at first, I thought to myself, like, painting? Is there pizza involved here? And she's like, I think so here. And she sent it to me. And it's a really cool concept. So I'll let you guys...
Yes. Yeah, so NHV Painters is running a campaign right now. It's called Signs for Slices, where if you host one of our yard signs on your lawn for 30 days, specifically the month of September, we will donate a pizza for every yard sign hosted to a local school. And those pizzas come from Moderna Pete's, Frank Pepe's a Pete's, Oz's a Pete's, and a lot of other different locations.
Hold on.
Uh-oh.
It's not a Pete's. Oh, no. It's a Beats. It's a Beats.
It's like you're in class.
Yeah, we got to get this right. Off the gun.
I'm the marketing guy, so I'll let him spiel on the pizza.
Listen, school is starting, and you're in the New Haven Pizza school.
Off the
right
rip,
now.
These guys are coming here.
Listen, he's like, no gluten free.
It's a great learning environment right here.
A Beats. A Beats.
A Beats.
There you go. Not a Pete's.
I'm Italian, too, so I'm a little disappointed myself. There you go.
Nice.
Yeah, so it was mostly Ben's idea, though. He kind of brought it to life from the start, and we kind of created the whole plan.
Yeah, no, I grew up in New Haven, and I was a teacher in New Haven as well.
Oh, wow.
I remember polling the kids, you know, because I grew up working at Pepe since I was 16.
Yeah.
I asked the kids, you know, pretty much in the whole school, you know, who's had Pepe's? And hardly anybody.
Really?
And they live, you know, wow. They're all New Haven kids.
Yeah.
You know, so I worked with Pepe's to kind of provide pizzas for their open houses multiple years in a row, even when I wasn't a teacher there. And
what subject did you teach?
All of them.
Too
many.
Really?
No, yeah. I was, it was my first year. I don't have my master's just yet, but because I'm far enough along, they're able to, it's called DSAP me in, you know.
Okay.
And they put me with fifth and sixth grade, which I loved it. But the material was difficult to teach when you don't quite understand it yourself. So,
yeah.
Things have changed since we've been in school. So I did what came naturally and started a pizza class with the kids. And
that
worked out really well. But
that was my next question.
Yeah. Unfortunately, there's not a spot on the report card for
the demand for the pizza education. But,
there should
pizza.
Be, especially
there
in
should
New
be.
Haven.
There should be. So maybe that's something we need to make happen. But yeah, so I mean, it really stemmed from a lot of these, you know, local New Haven kids haven't been to Pepe's or been to Modern or been to some of these, you know, places that have really made New Haven, you know, so famous for pizza. So
yeah. And for people who live in New Haven, grew up in New Haven, you know, kids, young kids, it makes sense. Cause they, you know, maybe they just haven't made it there. They've only been alive for so many years.
Yeah.
But I think living in New Haven and going to school in New Haven, you're right. Like having Pepe's or any of the places in New Haven is almost like a rite of passage, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we want to make that happen to, you know, for as many school events as possible. And, you know, the way we're able to do that is by putting yard signs out. So
yeah, and you brought a sign, right?
I did.
Yeah, I do.
Let's see what it looks like. Look at this thing.
So just so I'm clear, the the students get the pizzas, not the person who has the sign on their lawn, correct?
Yeah, so if you are hosting a sign on your lawn, basically what
you get
you're saying is I'm
the
donating
student gets pizza.
Yeah, you're donating a pizza to students, so you host a sign, you're able to contribute to the community.
Yeah, you get to be part of it.
I understand.
And then is it like a pizza party that you throw for the kids?
Yeah. So the first event that we're doing at the school that I used to teach at, shout out Benjamin Jepson.
Nice.
It's their open house. So it's what we've provided pizzas for in the past, but now it's going to be more of a collaborative. You know, we've got Pepe's who agreed to match So if we get three signs, that's three pizzas from that, and then they're gonna match with three pizzas.
Oh, that's really cool.
Modern, same thing. Ozzy's, Nolo, 163, mm-hmm. Pizza House. All these places are on board. And
I've heard a lot about Ozzy's. Are you familiar with Ozzy's, Frank?
I know of them. I'm not familiar. Super.
Yeah. Are they somewhat newer, or have they been there for a while?
So Ozzy's has I was working with them for the past.
Dude, you had a lot of jobs, man.
Yeah.
Teacher, Pepe's, Ozzy's.
Well, it's always been pizzas intertwined in every job I've ever had.
Right.
It's just always, always find a way to.
Here we are.
Here we are.
Painting company.
Yeah, exactly. I worked with Ozzy's, a friend of mine who I trained at Pepe's a few years back. He joined forces with Ozzy's when they had a location in California.
Oh, wow.
And then opened up here. Nice. So they kind of did it the reverse way.
Oh, that's cool.
Do they still have the location in California?
They do. It's at a different location.
Okay.
So there's still one out there. But here, they make a great pie. I would definitely check them out.
Now, the pizza at Ozzy's in California, do they do New Haven style out there?
They do.
Oh, they do. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Nice. And I haven't been out there, so I can't,
because I was going to say, I lived out there for a couple of years. There's not much good, you can't find good pizza, really.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, so Kevin, don't start. We're going to go all the California people.
Now. Yeah, I know. They're coming at me. Now, I haven't lived there in years, so maybe there's better places now. I don't know.
I mean, when we're talking New Haven style, that's very specific, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It should be different than every other pizza.
Exactly. And we've talked about this a lot where, Pepe's has a couple of locations in Florida and other parts of the country. And it is an education process with the New Haven style because, charred, like what we call the podcast, it's like trying to teach people that it's not burnt is how the style is. Basically the East Coast, like Northeast obviously knows because of New Haven, but the more you go west in the country, like they have no idea what's happening.
Yeah,
they
get same thing south.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fascinating to see people come from other states and try it for the first time, and they really overanalyze like the bottom of the pie, I've noticed, when they come in. They really always take a look at the undercarriage and check it out. And that's where, just in my opinion, obviously you guys are the experts here, that's where a lot of the flavor comes from. It has to be those like older ovens that give it, like it's part of the flavor contrast.
Yeah. Frank's really the expert. I just sort of talk about it. I think I've learned a lot doing this podcast.
You had to.
Yeah, right. Just talking about it and learning about it. But yeah, Frank knows his stuff more than me.
Yeah, I mean, it's just time. You get good at something if you spend a lot of time and talk a lot of people about it. The funny thing about people coming in, like you said, is, the whole char and the whole burnt thing. And the thing that I never could really understand is like barbecue is one of the most popular foods in the whole country. And if you have barbecue, a lot of barbecue has char. They have something called burnt ends that they sell specifically outside of the barbecue. And so it all comes down to a lot of these styles, and New Haven is one of them, are very regional. Mm-hmm. So if you didn't grow up New Haven County, New Haven, like I grew up in West Haven. And so you guys were saying earlier about the kids not ever having, living in the Haven, never having Pepe's or Sally's or wherever. So I was kind of one of those kids because I grew up blue collar, in West Haven, there was Zupardi's and Mike's, and there was a bunch of other places. But the point being is that's where we had pizza. Until I graduated college and actually started making a couple bucks, I actually didn't discover Worcester Street until probably my early to mid 20s. Mm. And it was love at first bite.
But that's a great point, Frank. I think we talk about a lot, the pizza you like is what you grew up with.
Yeah.
And if you just grew up with your neighborhood pizza place, whatever town or city you grew up in, to venture out, I feel like that's almost like a new thing of people trying to venture out to pizzerias and try different
for
places.
It. Yeah.
Like foodie culture is almost like it's become popular, in recent years, but it's true. Like if you just go to the same neighborhood spot on Friday nights when you're a kid, like why would you ever go to?
It's a different wait in line, right?
Yeah.
It's a different era for pizza because with social media, like you can't hear about pizzas from around the nation 40, 50 years ago.
To
hear about a spot, like Connecticut's relatively a small state, to be able to have the exposure that it's had for its pizza market, or even like Chicago, how their styles are so different. Like there's
Detroit.
Never been another time where you can like access and find out about places to even travel to.
Yeah, right. That's a great point. Right. And then now people can kind of discover these things. And
then once word of mouth starts going, it's... Yeah. But you said Zupardi's and Mike's as your like starter sets of pizza growing up. That's a good starter set to have right now. That's pretty solid.
Right. Yeah, you started with some of the best.
Yeah, I mean, you know, New Haven, and I love New Haven. They get obviously a lot of the spotlight. But, you know, there were a tremendous – anytime, any place that had Italian immigrants, and West Haven was a mm-hmm. big – all my friends were Italian. I was the only Polish guy on the block, and I got a lot of heat for it. But, like – I started making pizza when I was 12 years old at my church carnival. Mm-hmm. And the lady that showed us, she was basically an off-the-boat Italian immigrant, and we made pizza frites, fried mm-hmm. dough. Mm-hmm. But the dough, the way you make that dough and the way you make dough for a baked pizza, because one's fried, one's baked, are very similar. But the point being is like, it was just in my blood. You know, everyone I knew was Italian. Everyone I knew had pizza on Friday night. You know, it was just one of those things, and that's kind of where it happened.
We still got to do a pizza frite episode.
Oh yeah, we will.
Because
yeah,
I've never had it. I got to try that.
He's a Boston boy.
Yeah.
Boston guy.
Right. Well, they have like Italian festivals in Boston too, but I just never had the pizza frite.
Kevin, you got to tell them where you worked.
Oh, I worked at Pizzeria Uno for a couple of years, waiting tables, I'm not a big fan of deep dish. So it's ironic that I worked there in high school and into college. But, you know, making extra cash, like the waiting tables, Pizzeria Uno. I don't even know if they're around anymore. I know they used to have a bunch in Connecticut, but yeah, the deep dish, I'm just not big on, not a fan.
Is there like a hierarchy between states and the pizza? Obviously, Connecticut's up there, but like out of the New York and Mass and like our surrounding states, is there like a ranking for who's closer to us?
It depends who you're ranking or who's ranking. Because
that's a good question.
That's the one thing about pizza that, you know, I have this love and passion for it. And, you know, and I've done reviews at one point in my career, but everyone's an expert now. You know, everyone looks at, you know, from someone we won't talk about, the undercarriage to this, to that, the other thing. And it's all good. But it's just like people have to remember that these pizzas done correctly are all kind of different. Mm-hmm. Like when I see a symmetrically round pizza, I'm like, oh, you know, because New Haven style, you work and where you guys work. Right. It's done with your hands. It's non-symmetrical. It's football shape. It's oval shape. It's sometimes even rectangle. But I don't know where I was going with this.
No. Well, your question about the states, you know, it's, I think everyone kind of, you know, New York style, I think, is like the mm-hmm. standard for pizza places, you know,
nationwide,
just your
probably.
Neighborhood yeah, pizza place, yep. you know. And then New Haven style obviously is becoming, but like you said, with social media too, now people are seeing all these styles. Detroit style is mm-hmm. really big.
Yeah.
People are seeing this and they're thinking, hey, I could open my own spot. So I think that like there's more and more pizza places throughout the country now because people are seeing that they could do it, you know, mm-hmm. whereas like the Northeast was really the most, I would say, like I know Philadelphia, I know Pennsylvania has a lot of good pizza near mm-hmm. Philly. Obviously New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, like this area, but yeah,
couple in Maine, we had a guy on from Maine.
Yeah. The guy from Maine who started a New Haven style pizza place in Maine, owns like an amusement company, like does like blow up.
Yeah.
and then started this pizza place.
Fire and Ice. That's what
Fire
it's called.
Fire and Ice. That's what it's called. Same thing. Had to like teach the people up there like, no, this is New Haven style. It's charred.
But I think some of the probably most outrageous fans, so to speak, are like New York City and the five boroughs, mm-hmm. including Long Island.
Yeah.
You know, some of the comments I get from some of these people, man, are just crazy. And the ironic part about this is that New Haven style and New York style, they're cousins. Mm. The best way I describe it is New Haven starts where New York ends. So New York, generally speaking, is a 3 to 5 minute bake. As soon as the mozzarella melts and turns white, they basically take it out of the oven, and that's where New Haven starts. Mm. That's when we do that extra 2-3 minutes, caramelization of the mozzarella, char around the edge. But the point being is the New York people are tough.
And I think that, you know, if you're a foodie and live in another state, like, and you're into like food culture, you probably know more about the pizza. But if you're just like a regular person, because we have a coworker at the radio stations, Keith, shout out Keith. He was on vacation in Seattle with his daughters and they went to an improv comedy like show mm-hmm. and they brought him up and they were like, where are you from? And he's like, I live in Connecticut. And they're like, what's Connecticut known for? And he's like, pizza. And they're all, no one knew what he was talking about. They were like,
yeah.
Wait, what? And they all thought like Yale and like, the, and mm-hmm. you know, rich Fairfield County like that. That was mm-hmm. what was in their head. And they're like, pizza. And they were like legitimately confused. And he's like, yeah, New Haven. He's like trying to explain it. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just like a disconnect for certain, you know, parts of the country. Was
you said
like,
Seattle, Washington?
Seattle, yeah.
Oh, that's deep, though. That's a long way from each other. Like, the word of mouth from bite to bite, it's hard to
literally
reach
literally on the other corner of the, of the country. Yeah.
But to Kevin's point, and I've been really lucky to be involved in these things called, it's called Pizza Expo. Mm-hmm. Like, they're, it's like the Super Bowl of pizza. And so when I first started, I went and I started competing with New Haven style, and I would do okay, but not great. And then the feedback would be, well, the pizza's burnt. Mm. Now, this was only 4 years ago, maybe five. So people are from all over the country. We're so close to New Haven style pizza, we don't get, and this is growing, that to Kevin's point, you know, you go past the Mason-Dixon line and, you know, maybe some people have heard of it, but most people haven't. So it's an education process. It's a, you know, trial and error kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, that's why if you notice, you know, Pepe's, they're pretty much East Coast. Same thing with Sally's. No one is kind of going out West. But yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, true. Yeah, good start. So you guys met working at NHV Painters?
Yes, correct. Yeah.
Okay, and you're both from Connecticut.
Yeah.
So did you come up with this idea together, like while working for, like with the painting?
Pretty much. It was kind of more of just a collab
just
where,
a
you know,
thing.
Different things that have already been in place that where, you know, we're bringing pizzas to schools.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It just kind of fit with, oh, here's a way that we could combine the two.
Yeah, he definitely brought the ideas and the passionate side of it. And he also had the connections from being in that New Haven pizza space regardless anyway. So he made it really easy to get in touch with the pizzerias, have those communications, and then kind of just build it out from there. So I did a lot of the marketing stuff, delivering the signs, getting everything set up, the video content, and he's been on video doing a lot of great stuff for us.
So he's the brains and you're the policeman that makes it look good.
Yes, sir.
Hey, do you do the Instagram too?
I'm the marketing manager for NHV, so I just got into like running their Instagram, making content, long form YouTube content, anything video and photography.
I was going to say, because it all looks fantastic.
Thank you.
You know, we'll share the link to sign up for the signs, obviously.
Awesome.
But also the video that you sent. There's a YouTube video where you explain what's happening, and then your Instagram's great too. So yeah, good job with all that
stuff. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's a good little partnership. And then have you seen, you know, when you announced this Signs for Slices, was there like an initial, you know, wave of people doing it, and have people been doing it since?
So we've gotten a lot of signups. I think the first like 3 days, it was kind of hard to get it pushed out there. And I was like, all right, we're going to have to struggle a little bit to get these signs up. But then out of nowhere, it just started really like taking off. A lot of the families from local schools have been getting involved. It's been Milford, West Haven, New Haven, Hamden, mainly New Haven and Hamden really getting involved. And so it's been great to just so slowly see every little dot on the map get filled out. And so, yeah, it's going to be a lot of students eating some good pizza who apparently have never had it. So,
yeah, that's a, huge, that's a huge deal.
And the cool thing about it is we're not just bringing one, you know, pizzas from one pizzeria. You know, it's going to be a collaborative effort where we're going to have pizzas from Pepe's, from Modern, from Ozzy's, for, you know what I mean? So the kids are going to be able to try all these different
places. Yeah, and they
places,
can compare. And compare it's great. And it's like how we just had the Pizza Fest. We had all the different places.
It's
people
same
like
concept,
to try
exactly,
them all. Yeah.
Yep.
You're going to be up for the Nobel Pizza Prize.
Nobel Pizza Prize.
I like that.
That's good.
Perfect.
Yeah, we got to create that. We should make that.
See,
this is what happens. We come up with ideas on this podcast, and then we're like, we shouldn't put these out there, but I end up putting them all out there anyway.
Nobel Pizza Prize.
Someone steals the Nobel Pizza
Prize. Right, the Nobel Pizza Prize. Surprise.
Hey, they wanted to get it.
And we'll have it on record on this podcast.
Yeah, we got
it first. There we go. Yeah, so I mean, it's awesome what you guys are doing. It's the whole month of September.
So running right now, I think the rest of my day is probably going to be installing yard signs, because when people sign up,
that's a good point.
It's 100% free for them to sign up. We have a form that I think you guys also have access to that we can put in the description.
Yeah.
That's just literally your last name, your email, and your home address. And we will come and personally put the yard sign in your lawn. You don't have to do anything. And so you fill out the form and basically that's it. And you're just helping your
That's
community.
What I was wondering. Like, do you have to pick it up? Do you get it mailed?
No, so don't pick it up. No,
you literally go put it.
We pay for the pizzas. We handle the yard signs. We made all these yard signs. So it's been, made it very easy for everyone.
It's a great sign too. Here, I'll put it right here. Is that good, Nicole?
Made that one myself. So I'm happy about it.
Yeah, it's awesome. And what's the owl? Is that a mascot for
And so your NHV company? Is New Home Vision, and so they added a logo that they want to be their main logo, which is the owl. So it's appearing on their all their vehicles, on merchandise, stuff like that. So that is, if you see an owl, you're probably going to think NHV Painters. And we're going to do a lot of different campaigns in the future. We're hoping to make this a reoccurring thing every year, especially Ben wants to do it every year. So
yeah, it's a great back-to-school sort of concept. Yeah.
Yep. And then so whether it's... like parent-teacher conferences or just being able to provide a pizza party for the kids, just like how Chess the Brew Club. Fest has grown every year. Yeah. We're trying to, you know, make this something that grows every year.
Yeah, it's a sharp logo. I love the owl, and the logo of the Connecticut with the paintbrush is really neat, and him chomping away on the pepperoni slice.
Yeah, so the regular logo doesn't have the pizza in it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I had to clarify that, but I needed to tie it in somehow. There needed to be pizza on this, so yeah, happy with how it came out. This is the exact sign that would go on the lawn as well.
And is the owl going to show up at the school with the pizza?
We bought an owl costume. So if you look at our Instagram.
Who's going in the owl costume?
I've been in the owl costume.
Oh, it's going to be a million degrees in there.
Yeah, we kind of turned that into a video, too, about me freaking out on him for taking so long with the pitch. And so I took off the owl helmet and started pitching it very angrily. So that's on our Instagram. If you want to check it out, it's NHV Painters. But yeah, we've just been putting our foot to the gas and getting it going.
Rocky, bring that back up again. I got another idea for you.
Sure.
So take that pizza logo, and instead of having the end be a triangle, have it be a pizza brush.
Oh, right here?
Pizza brush.
Yeah, painters.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Maron, I mean, I understand.
I see where you're doing that.
Rocky, me and you got too many hits to the head over there.
Cool. Nice.
I have all kinds of crazy ideas. You could just shut me up.
You could have told me he was Italian. I would have believed him. Off rip.
Now, if we're gonna go get pizza after this, what would be like your go to? It doesn't have to be like a place, but like, what style? Like, I mean, what toppings? Like, what are you getting? What's your slice?
I'm gonna upset some people. So, I do very much like Zuppardi's. It's probably my favorite, but for some reason, and I'm curious to like how this compares to other pizzas in other states, but Connecticut gluten-free pizza is starting to grow on me a little bit. Well, listen, I don't even like gluten-free pizza.
That's fine.
Like, you know, I've had some people around me that are like, just try it. It's crispy. It's not bad.
We had some gluten-free places at the Pizza Fest. There were some pizzerias. They do basically like a separate side of the oven.
Yeah, I expected to not like it, and I was pleasantly surprised. But obviously still at the end of the day, like Mike's in West Haven. That's funny. The two you said you grew up on, you're like, that was my starter kit. That's kind of my top two.
Now, where'd you grow up?
Wow.
I grew up in Milford. Then I lived in Charlotte, North Carolina for 6 years I moved down there after I was eight. So pizza down there was... There's a spot in North Carolina called CC's Pizza, and it's a pizza buffet where they just throw mac and cheese, salad, anything on the pizzas. But like salad, I know like obviously a couple spots up here do it, but no, they put anything on pizza and it's horrific.
Yeah, so. Tell us how you really feel.
No, but it's like we were saying earlier, like just different parts of the country, they just don't have the passion for pizza.
Some places like it's a little bit different, and there's you can find the allure in its differences, and some places just don't know what they're doing.
Right. And then there's a lot of like just the neighborhood style. Then there's a lot of like Neapolitan style, which is like just like the flimsy kind of margarita style pizza, you know, like the Italian, like the authentic Italian.
Yeah.
You see that a lot too.
Yeah.
The Queen Margarita.
What about you? What's your like go-to slice?
My go-to, which I probably made just about every shift I worked, pepperoni, basil, and garlic. Fresh garlic.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Fresh basil, garlic. Nice. It's
Frank turned me on to the like the New Haven plain with just the sauce and pecorino.
With pepperoni is also really good.
Oh, that sounds good. And with the garlic, like the Frank's way they do at Pepe's with the garlic on it. Yeah. Oh, it's so good. Like, I didn't think I was going to like that. I'm like, wait, there's no cheese. And Frank's like, no, there's pecorino cheese with the sauce.
Hard cheese.
Yeah, there's hard cheese.
It's a completely different pizza.
I didn't think I was going to like it at all. But
it's really
great.
Good if you, before you cook it, sprinkle some black pepper on it. Before it goes in the oven.
See,
and that combo is...
Boom.
I got to try that with the uni next time.
No, it's really good.
Yeah,
really
I fire up that uni every once in a while in the backyard. The pepper's a good call.
Yeah. Great. No, I did it for a couple customers at Ozzy's, and they come back. Now it's their regular order. We got to put black pepper on their pie.
What was the hot one we had, Frank, at Pepe's?
I can't even pronounce the Chilean pepper.
No, it was like the Calabrian pepper.
Calabrian.
Yeah, whenever they had, it was in the winter when we went.
Jeff Marini was trying to kill me.
The sausage special
down there
that they had. Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
It was. I loved it. And then Frank was like sweating over there.
I mean, I was legit. That wasn't acting. It was just like, oh my God.
And there's and the summer pie I like too. A lot of places do that now, but where it's just like the fresh tomatoes, like a white pie.
Yeah.
With like the olive oil and oh, it's so good.
Yeah. No, I used to get creative because you mix it up.
Yeah. You get bored.
Yeah. So we would make we'd come in morning shift. I'd make a breakfast pizza.
Yep.
You know, bacon, egg, and cheese.
Oh, that's also great.
French toast pizza. That's a great
French toast.
It tastes just like that. French toast. Yeah, it's really good.
Oh, do you like butter up the crust and put a little cinnamon?
I can't tell you that. At least not on
air. $40 right now.
No, it's simple. You get the dough and pour the French toast.
Yeah.
Mix on it. Some bacon, whatever else you want.
So you guys can have that and you can have a Nobel Pizza Prize.
These are the two ideas we got. Coming on.
No, we got plenty.
Well, awesome. I mean, you know, we're so excited that you guys came in to do this episode.
Yeah, thank you guys so much.
Fun. Yeah, Signs for Slices. And make sure everyone, get a sign. We'll put the link in the description of the YouTube video.
And it's running all this month, so the sooner the better. We're obviously going to end up closing it towards the end of the month, but if you just wanted to host to sign, you're donating food to a local school near you, and it helps the students a lot.
And I'm assuming you're going to do a post like when you have the pizza party.
Absolutely. You'll see the payoff. I'll be out there with the children and all the teachers and getting good content, and you'll be able to see them enjoying the pizza.
You're going to be in the squirrel suit.
I'm probably going to end up in the owl costume.
Wait, who's the squirrel? Yeah, is there another mascot?
I don't know.
No more animal costume.
All right, awesome. Anything else, Frank, before we wrap it up?
No, I mean, the only thing that I want to say, because I've just been a serial entrepreneur my whole life, I love when other businesses come up with ideas like this that are kind of, although I hate this saying, out of the box, you know, and I think it's a win-win for the community. It's a win-win for you guys. Obviously, you're trying to promote your painting business, and I'm assuming you guys are incredible Picasso-type painters, but it's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, and there's got to be more to this. There's a lot of, we'll call it disagreements with pizza. And this is like totally opposite. This is like brings people together as opposed to, you know, not being together
and it's the creativity.
Divisive.
Like, it's a great point, Frank. Like, a lot of businesses are like, you know, they're struggling to be like, how do we get our name out there? How do we market this? Mm-hmm. And to have something unique and creative like this, which I'm assuming came from, obviously, the minds of you guys or like a brainstorm or whatever.
Yeah, it was all of us. NHV Painters knows that, like, to be something in the community, you got to do for the community.
Right.
And so that's just how
it is. We're not going to go out of business being generous.
Yeah. Exactly. And you do something completely that has nothing to do with painting, but you're still making an impact, you know? It's awesome what you guys are doing, and I hope it happens for years to come. It's a great
Thank
idea.
Thank you so much.
We do too, and make sure to get your sign.
Yeah,
get
sign
it
up
we'll
in the description.
We'll bring it and then bring the pizzas to the kids.
Yeah, let's hold it up one more time. Rocky, Ben, NHV Painter, Signs for Slices. Get your signs, and that's episode 67. That's episode 67. Remember,
67.
It's not burnt.
It's charred, baby.